Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemia, the Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. I said very precious words that He has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. He told me that because of what I must do, He promised me that I would have His protection in doing for Him that which He has asked of me. I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, I am utmost thankful. Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters. Yes, He has told me. That I must tell you things. Yes, He told me I must tell you things that men, yes, indeed, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall, desiring not to see their fallen state. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Seeking to exalt themselves in their blindness, neglect, unrighteousness. Deceiving the masses after a lesser conscience than that which the Most High intended. He told me, I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Since the dawn of human fall, to hide, deny, pervert, silence, oh yes, even forget and destroy. The Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. There must be, it is His promise, that there must be by the gift of His Spirit, there absolutely must be a remembrance of bringing again to mind a time for the refreshing of all things, even all things He has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets, since the world began. Read the book of Acts 3:18 through 23. If we examine such scriptures as those of Yohanan, John, they called it, 14:26. We understand, my brothers and sisters, in the day that Messiah is revealed as a prophet, speaking after the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to teach all things, no lie in it, to bring to remembrance all things, to rebuke all sin. How about rebuke all folly, that is, divide all the folly, all the misconceits and misrepresentation that has divided His people. When He comes to do this, my brothers and sisters, the world will not hearken to His testimony, spoken as a prophet, come to speak those things which the whole world will not. According to Acts 3:18, whoever will not hearken to Him will be cut off from among the people. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, what this means? It means that there are many among us whom this world does not discern as not being true unto Yah, which this world does not discern as being true in terms of having genuinely what is a love for Yah, because they haven't had a love for the fullness of the truth. Did you hear what I said earlier in the show, my brothers and sisters, that there have been those who, since the dawn of human fall, have chosen to ignore the greater truths, deny the greater truths of Yah. Generation after generation, age after age, unto more and more depravity, as the book of Yehuda, Jude, Second Caper, Peter. Wicked men growing worse and worse. Till men have hardly discerned how what most call status quo is far removed, far fallen away from what was initial divine intent. And as man's sense of conscience becomes more and more depraved, all the more flattered not to seek the greater truth. The greater truth which the Most High declared all things must conform to. As man grows more and more flattered, after his partialities, all the more, my brothers and sisters, have men grown less and less aware and able to discern the wolves that are among us. I say the wolves that come in sheep's clothing, bearing a pretense, my brothers and sisters, walking under masquerades, masks, covers, veils, blinding the nation, veils, my brothers and sisters, of misconceit, claiming to have a great love for Yah. But again, my brothers and sisters, having no love for the matured, complete fruit, the Most High would have that his people must. I said that he would have that his people must bring to bear. It's time we discern the reality. Yes, indeed, that we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Why it is that Messiah said, beware, watch out for false prophets. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, woe to the shepherds who beguile the people against the consummate saving truth of the true and righteous shepherd. It's time we understand the reality of what Messiah meant. Why, he said, watch out for false prophets. Let me begin to examine this a bit. There's a lot to talk about tonight. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. For it is certain, my brothers and sisters, that to comprehend the word of the Most High, as he would have men to comprehend it, demands, my brothers and sisters, inspiration from on high. And blessed are they who are humble enough before the Most High to realize that for all things the Most High has said, many, many, my brothers and sisters, many are the dimensions of implication that are related in a word that comes from the Most High, whose every word is considerate of all that he has ever said and will ever say. Blessed are they who understand the word, the promise that he has declared from the beginning is eternal. And being that he has had an eternal promise concerning what is his expectation for this world from the beginning, realize then that nothing he has ever said has been a word to cast men aside. Nothing that he has ever said has ever been a word to cast men aside from the expectation of what he has declared from the beginning as the only eventuality. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. I said, blessed are they who will understand this. But we are now, even now, amidst the times that should be of remembrance to his people, seeking the gift of his spirit, that we be one. Just a few days ago, we celebrated the day that is known as Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. We've explained that in that time, it is also because of the harmonics of its meaning and what it is called. That very day, my brothers and sisters, also declares a time, a day of remembrance. Yom HaZikaron. A time, a day of remembrance. Yom HaDin. Yes, even, my brothers and sisters, a time according to that remembrance as to what is judgment. For we soon will see upon us the day, the annual day, that is considered the Shabbat of Shabbat, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. It's time to understand, yes, indeed, what is necessary. What is necessary that before the Most High, we all, according to what is the utmost command of all, revere Him, respect Him, glorify Him, and honor Him as eternally one. And this, my brothers and sisters, this day, it's called the Day of Atonement, is only viable before the Most High in all things when all His people have humbled themselves beyond themselves to revere purely and perfectly the will of one. For the Day of Atonement, my brothers and sisters, was the day when the priests were to go before the Most High with a heart wholly, full, and complete unto the pursuance, submission to, seeketude, instruction of divine will. And if the priest sat upon the seat petitioning for mercy, was found to have anything less. My brothers and sisters, it could well be that the priest was slain right there upon the mercy seat because he sought the Most High unfaithfully. Well, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to listen to a moment of an excerpt from a movie that I played this bit of script before, and perhaps I need to play it again, my brothers and sisters, because like I said, the Day of Atonement is a time when all the people of the Most High are to come together as one. How else shall they be a holy people? How else shall they be a blessing to His name? How else shall they be a light unto the nations? For it is certainly not possible that the division of the nations could be a light to anyone. For the light of the Most High is an invariant word, and it is not after the differences of the nations that a world should be blessed, but according to the pure perfect will of the Most High gave to His people, that they forever should be one. Even by that self-same pure and perfect word, by which they must be called together as a commonwealth again. And this, my brothers and sisters, this hope of salvation can only be made manifest in making a people again whole. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in all things, making a people again complete.
What is it? The Talmud tells us it began 2,000 years ago when the Romans destroyed the Second Temple.
What is this?
Max, you will understand everything if you listen. The Romans also destroyed our priesthood, the Kohanim. And with their deaths, they destroyed our greatest secret. In the center of the temple was the heart of the Jewish life, the Holy of Holies. It was the earthly residence for our God, the one God. It housed the Ark of the Tabernacle, which stored the original Ten Commandments which God gave. One man was allowed to enter this Holy of Holies on one day, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. On the Day of Atonement, all of Israel would descend upon Jerusalem to watch the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, make his trip into the Holy of Holies. If the high priest was pure, he would emerge moments later and we were secured a prosperous year. It meant that we were one year closer to the Messianic age. But if he was impure, he would die instantly, and it meant that we were doomed. The high priest had one ritual to perform in the Holy of Holies. He had to intone a single word.
Yeah?
That word was the true name of God.
So?
The true name which only the Kohanim knew.
The true name of God?
Yes! It's the key to the Messianic Age. It can take us one step closer to the Garden of Eden. As the Romans burned the temple, the Talmud tells us the high priest walked into the flames. He took the key to the top of the burning building. The heavens opened and received the key from the priest's outstretched hand.
We have been looking for that key ever since. And you may have found it.
Well, my brothers and sisters, so often the scripture speaks about the holy name. My brothers and sisters, let us understand that the holy name is the confirming seal that relates a thing, whether it be approved before Yah or not. The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is the title the Most High stamps with His approval upon whatever it is that performs fully according to His purpose. The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is what is written that the people who overcome the world, the people who overcome the marks of the beasts, the nations that will not reason together, the holy name, my brothers and sisters, according to what is written in Revelation 14th chapter, the holy name, my brothers and sisters, is the title that it is related will be upon their brows, my brothers and sisters, for having been true. I said having been true to all the Most High has declared. The scriptures tell us in the book of Galatians that the covenant of the Most High was previously confirmed. I would even say to you, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning of Yah and His Messiah. Hey, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. In the beginning was the Word, the promise. Yes, indeed. And it was always unto the will of one. It says that promise, that covenant, contractual agreement, eternal, was previously confirmed in the very beginning in Yah, in His Messiah. Meaning then, my brothers and sisters, since it was already confirmed, and no man, once that covenant is confirmed, has a right to change anything in it. It means then, my brothers and sisters, what was confirmed from the beginning is eternal. There is no other covenant. If all the world becomes deceived and becomes a liar, fallen upon half-truths, partial perceptions, false foundations, if the whole world become a liar, absorbed after, like I said, half-truths causing men to draw hasty conclusions, imperfect perceptions. Yah, according to all which He has confirmed, shall yet be true. His word shall yet bring to bear all, I will say it again, all that He has spoken. In light of this truth, my brothers and sisters, understanding that there is no other foundation unto salvation, no other foundation. No other word true to that foundation which can bring to bear a people ready and deserving to dwell in a holy temple, but that which is already laid. Discerning this, my brothers and sisters, we might understand better the meaning of the scriptures that Matthew, Matyah, Manyahu, 7:15, where it says, beware false prophets. Let us examine these words closely, my brothers and sisters. It says, beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. They seem to be friends. They seem to be like you, claim to be humble. Beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. You need to ask where you got that sheep's skin. You need to see through the disguise, my brothers and sisters. But inwardly are behind the mask and the masquerade and the show. They are ravening wolves. They only come to exploit and to devour. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do they bring forth fruit? Do they bring forth fruit acceptable? What is the fruit? What is the nature of the fruit that the Most High created the tree to bring forth to bear? So you know them by the fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns? Or figs from thistles? Can you check out the source? The foundation of that which they bring to bear. Is it true to the word of the Most High? Or is it the conceits, the misconceits, the falsehood? The counterfeitery, the forgeries of another. He said, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good. That word for good relates also that which is pure, what is perfect, what is mature. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. A good tree will bring forth good, mature fruit. And it will bring it forth as a blessing to the eater. Even so, every good tree brings forth good and mature fruit. But a corrupt fruit brings forth evil fruit, if it brings forth any fruit at all. In other words, at the end of all its time of production, what it brings forth, my brothers and sisters, is not worthy to be partaken of. Immature, imperfect. How about, my brothers and sisters, in some way corrupted after this world? Its fruit falls from the tree before its time, before it is ripe. A good tree, my brothers and sisters, brings forth good fruit. Cannot bring forth evil fruit or something falling away from or less than what is intended. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, mature fruit. Too weak, immature, not strong enough, not partaking fully of all the blessings which has been granted. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits shall you discern them. He said, not everyone that says unto me, or cries out to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom Most High. But they put down the word there does. He said, not everyone who cries out to me, Lord, Lord, Master, Master, respectful of his mastery, respectful of his expectation, respectful of his righteousness, respectful. So why by their fruits? So you know them, discern them. Will their fruit be mature or insufficient? Not everyone who says unto me, cries out to me, Lord, Lord, is respectful, Messiah said, of his mastery, respectful of his expectation. And everyone who cries out to the Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of the Most High. That every one of them respects fully the word of the King. But he that fully, how about I hope you understand that word does, means fully performs, fully bears to bring to bear. How about will fully teach and walk after with the will of my Father, who is master? Yes, my brother says, who is master, who declares what is complete above all. Much to be understood. Yes, my brothers and sisters, much to be understood concerning these words. Because in these words we understand that if all were true to the fullness of what Messiah was saying here, when he also said in Matthew 5th chapter, think not that he came to destroy, dishonor, in any way the law of the prophets. Did not come to destroy or dishonor in any way, but to teach these words fully. to show forth what is a full example concerning these words, even the command of his father. But how else shall his people be a light to the world if they themselves dwell in darkness, or if you will, the confusion that is the diverse devices, debate, contentions, discrepancies that exist among men concerning what is lawful and what is righteous, what is true, what is acceptable in all things before Yah. He said he did not come to destroy or dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. But as a righteous one, true to the spirit of the Most High. In fact, the scripture said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Read 1 Kapha 1:10 through 11 and understand. What else is being said here, my brothers and sisters, but that a true prophet will indeed seek to preach to you all and teach you all things the Spirit reveals. A true prophet, my brothers and sisters, will not cause you to cast off from the vine before the time. In fact, my brothers and sisters, a true prophet will seek to cause you to hold steadfast in the vine. For the Most High said, without him you can do nothing. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Well, my brothers and sisters, we understand what happens to any fruit that falls away from the vine. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters. What is the constancy in the Most High that we all must discern to walk in, be preserved in, and even be made whole in all things true to Yah, to continue in. He said to his people that they must become, and there must be, a light to the world. And for a people to be a light to the world, my brothers and sisters, there must be a righteous example. Given this consideration, we've talked many times on this show about what is the purpose of Messiah. And not everyone, my brothers and sisters, I said, not everyone is ready to receive it. All prophecy relates, as one of some, perhaps to many, what might be considered some of the biggest secrets in the whole Bible. Messiah comes to reprove all, my brothers and sisters. I hope you understand me when I say this. He comes to reprove all, to check the nature of the testimony in the heart of all, according to all the Most High. I said, according to all the Most High has spoken. In the book of Ezekiel, the Most High spoke to his prophet and said that he must warn the people, and that he set him as a watchman. Wherefore, prophet, Nafi, watchman, guardian. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. One granted eyes to see beyond the ordinary parameters of men. He called Ezekiel and instead called him a prophet, a watchman for his people. And he told him that as such, regarding his responsibility, he must warn the people from the Most High. He must admonish the people concerning the fullness of what is the righteousness Yah has foreordained his people must be preserved in, must keep, must remember. Because the Most High will surely judge all his people according to all his ways. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would say, if you read scriptures where this word is related, where he spoke to Ezekiel and said, I've set you as a watchman. There are those that to this day, this is nothing new, that would say that if the Most High would judge men according to all his ways, oh, I can see some people say, we're only human. We're men after the flesh. Is Abraham called to be a man after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, after the will of the Spirit? See, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of men, but born of Yah. And men who are born after the will of the Spirit, born of Yah, my brothers and sisters, according to 1 John, do not walk or walk astray, because they have the guidance and influence of the Spirit of Yah in them. They are born of Yah. My brothers and sisters, I know without question or shadow of a doubt, the Most High can teach his people upon a foundation that leads them to constantly stay in line with the truth of his word. It's not by the Spirit of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he compels anyone to speak a lie against the truth of his testimony. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, guides his people. I said the Most High guides his people. For did I not say to you before that the Most High is true to all his word? All he has declared from the beginning, his words are consistent according to all that he has and will ever say. So, my brothers and sisters, the word of those who are compelled by his Spirit. But by no means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High send forth anyone to confuse his people. The question we have to ask, however, is this. Where are they, my brothers and sisters, who are true to the word that was declared from the beginning? True to the expectation that the early church knew. I said true to the expectation that the early church knew that since the days of Roman intrusion, since the days, my brothers and sisters, when Rome slaughtered the priests to establish their own misrule in the temple, where are those, my brothers and sisters, who remember and discern what was the expectation of the early church? That they not lead anyone astray from that which Messiah himself must call again to mind? Where are they, my brothers and sisters, who remember all these things and will speak these things even if a whole world is blind to them and has rejected them? Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, I've heard pastors tell me this, that there's something the people aren't ready for, aren't ready to receive. And they have actually spoken to me as if to say that if the people aren't ready for it, then you don't teach people to prepare for it either. My brothers and sisters, as far as I'm concerned, sir, there's nothing as farther from the truth. Messiah was still expected of men, according to all that was spoken by the prophets since the world began. And not to seek to prepare people concerning this is to act as if the words of the prophets, even the blood of the prophets that was spilled while they spoke these words, is to say that testimony was worth nothing. And there are many, my brothers and sisters, who prefer you to think that way so that you not discern. I say that you not discern the wickedness of those who would not speak to you concerning these things. It's time to discern the real, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Ezekiel, that the Most High will judge mankind according to all his ways is considered justice. But they'll say, those who would say that the Most High in so doing is unfair. But the Most High speaks back, knowing that there's only one law that is lawful, and it is his. Speaks back saying, but it is you, my brothers and sisters, who think otherwise, that are the ones that are unfair. I know there's a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, who sit back and say, well, hey, I've been a Baptist all my life, Presbyterian all my life. Some people even say they've been in Messianic institutions all their lives. But have they been taught who Messiah said he is? Oh, I know that sounds like a strange statement to many of you. Messiah said he's the one called the rhythm offspring of David, the bright morning star. But how many of my brothers and sisters understood who bore that title? Who it was understood that he said that he is? In that such an instance, concerning all that is prophesied that have not yet come to bear, I said that has not yet come to bear, concerning all that was said according to the prophets, that this one called the morning star, the son of righteousness that arises, the king of the east, king of the Medes, is to bring to bear. Because so many have not understood those prophecies, not discerning, since Messiah said, think not that he comes to destroy the law of the prophets. He said, whoever seeks to deny these prophets, any of the words of the prophets, he shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Shall we not consider then what this means? It means that we who are compelled by the self-saved spirit of the Messiah have an obligation also to speak all these things. He said, whoever will compel men to think that they are wise, still walking in folly then, walking and trusting otherwise. He said, whoever shall do this shall be guilty of hellfire. I hope you heard me. Shall be found guilty of hellfire. He said, whoever, my brothers and sisters, is beguiled by those who seek less. He said, they shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. And those who understand those words in Matthew, Micaiah, 5th chapter, understand that the 7th chapter, all those verses in Matthew 5th and 7th, if you look at the book of Luke, you will see around the 6th chapter that all these words should have been together. We'll understand how much those scriptures are directly related to prophecies that are in Isaiah 28 and Isaiah 41. For Messiah will still yet judge all mankind in righteousness. And whoever it is that is not able to declare the word the Most High, that the Most High spoke to his people from the beginning in former time, concerning all that is yet to be, the scripture calls them sons of abomination. Read Isaiah 41, 21, my brothers and sisters. Read out to the 25th, 42:4, all the way out to 43:15. Take it back to the 40th chapter, the first verse, and understand what he means when he says, the time by warfare, the contention that among us must come to an end. And the only way out to the contentions and warfare that is among us, the differences of opinion that is among us, that has said curses among us people can be no more, is that the Most High sends his Messiah, the righteous one, with express purpose to rebuke and expose the unrighteousness of all the rulers who have taught standards by my brothers and sisters, by no means appease, for no means fully appease the Most High. If I had time tonight, I'd talk to you a little bit about Psalm 118. A massive prophecy. I said Psalm 118. It is a massive prophecy concerning so many things the scriptures say concerning Messiah that he must bring to bear. Many of my brothers and sisters have not considered. Many of my brothers and sisters have not thought to take consideration concerning all things. A lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of that psalm. I said Psalm 118, Psalm 138. Truly there's a need to examine these things closely, according to all things that are prophesied concerning Messiah, his appearing. For he must expose whatever it is that men have been taught, short-sighted doctrine, to cause them to fall short of the glory. To fall short, my brothers and sisters, of the full maturation of what the Most High has intended. Whatever men are taught partial and imperfect doctrine, yes, it is tribulation. It is turmoil. It is false pride. It is folly. It causes many, my brothers and sisters, never to seek fully what is necessary, that before the Most High they be made mature. I have something to say tonight that I'm sure many might be a little upset at, that I might even dare to say it. But the truth is what it is. I'm just calling it like I see it. Somebody needs to show me differently, if that's the case. Among so many that call themselves pastors, the many called pastors today, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, rulers, whatever. I have a question, my brothers and sisters. Which among them truly seeks the whole truth? The foundation, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, I had a lot of pastors sit back and tell me when I started talking about these foundations that I'm speaking of now. You need to check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, mutual early church origin, mutual expectation. Article called Secret City. I understand about so many of the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers dare not tell you. Pray that you know that they have the privilege of some of them actually for their own benefit, actually unconsciously pray that you never understand that they constantly be able to exploit you and that you give them permission to continue to do so. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters. I had a lot of pastors point blank just simply tell me when I told them about these things. How many folks you think are going to get that? Meaning that they have no intention to help you. I've had them tell me, ask me a question. How many folks you got to understand that? Again, meaning they have no intention to do anything else but continue to do as they do while the people are still gullible and don't expect or demand any more. I regret to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 24 actually relates that many have, since many have not understood that whoever vows to the holy name is avowed to and obligated to seek the whole truth for the blessing of his people. That's what a covenant is. Many have not understood that because they've been beguiled by the leaders, it will be the same fate that will befall treacherous leaders. There's also foreordained to befall those who follow after them. Blind lead the blind, both fall in the pit. By no means shall trust in a fallen or false standard. Can any man justify before Yah? I dare to say so many among the people who have been willing to oblige such titles as pastors, priests, rabbis, some calling themselves apostles, prophets. Oh, Lord have mercy. Heard those words from many. Claim to have such titles and authority. If you ask them anything about the deep things of the scripture, they either do one or two things. They admit that it's there and then say point blank that they're not going to talk about it. Or I've even had some to feign and tell me point blank that he didn't understand some of the simplest things. And it's quite obvious he did understand. Yes, it was quite obvious he understood. One of your helicopter pastors around here told me point blank he didn't understand what I meant, or he hadn't gotten the revelation that the grace of Yah reveals divine law. Yeah, right. Point is, he didn't want to reveal divine law to anyone, because by no means was he obedient to it. A lot of things we talked about on this show. There's no other atonement, my brothers and sisters. No other atonement unto the Most High. Nothing else that is lawful. But the law of the Most High. Or what men say that something else is wiser. Something else is more just. Shall men say that something that the rule of another shall appease the Most High? Or shall men sit back finally one day open up their heart and understand that if you're not opening your heart to divine law, you simply open yourself to be exploited by the injustice of another. Like I said, a lot of pastors I've talked to actually seem to be somewhat, I've heard some mock their own congregations say that the people aren't waking up to understand a certain thing. Like I said, they have no intention of telling us. In fact, they prove to me that they actually hate the Most High because they hate the truth. Because they know when the truth comes, their game and masquerade is over. What manner of bastard pastors are these? I know the Most High calls no one to speak after a fallen worldly status quo or any of his lies. The lies that they teach, my brothers and sisters. People need to ask who sent them forth to preach those words. As far as a lot of folks could call themselves pastors and rulers as they go, I have not been compelled yet to trust anyone among them. I said, not been compelled to fully trust anyone among them yet. None of them has proven to me that he wants to be true to the whole word. I said, none. No, not one. None willing to speak fully the unadulterated word without compromise, even though behind closed doors. We have spoken. And they can't say anything against what I've said. They only tell me that they, one pastor told me, say, hey, he can't teach about those things, because if he did, he might lose his congregation if they're not ready. When will they be ready? Can they be made ready? Can they be made fruitive? Can they be prepared for the coming of the Son of Man without it? I had one just point blank thing. Well, go tell these young new minds out here. Maybe they might be somewhat ready, but some of these folks out here, you say, have been taught the lie so long, they won't change. I had one say something like that to me, and many others who were listening. A crowd of many women for a university center one time. Not there's just one time amongst many. It's going to be very hard unless men are willing to search the word. Besides that, watch out for false prophets. Unless men are willing to search the word, they will never discern the words that the false prophets have given them have not been true to all the word. There's a reward then, my brothers and sisters, for those who are willing to seek the whole truth and stand up for it. But many of my brothers and sisters will either sit back and say, well, they just didn't know. If they didn't know, you need to ask why they don't. They think they're right. Do you think that makes them any less dangerous? A lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, who have been so drastically deceived that they have no shame when reproved, because they really, perhaps they think they're right. But my brothers and sisters, they have the love of Yah. It's not about whether they think they're right. They want to check and be sure. Most High told me for everything I've heard from men, told me I need to check it out with him first. Be sure before him that my words are true and clear. Have they been willing to do the same? Or has their own pride stood as an obstacle against them humbling themselves? If they victimize no one after what is called mock humility in the scriptures. As far as pastors go, my brothers and sisters, like I said, I've not been compelled yet to trust anyone to fully speak the unadulterated word without compromise. I hadn't found one yet who was willing. I'll even tell you, though, my brothers and sisters, there's one I've only seen in a vision. There's one, a prophet among us. Yes, there is. Never met him personally in the flesh. But he was one that told me that I would soon understand my duties. I can only say for those who do hear this testimony, I said for those who do hear that testimony, this testimony, I'm willing to check out the kind of things you find on my website. The truth, my brothers and sisters, the pastors have not told. There be any among you willing to do what is right, fully righteous, to declare all things the Spirit has spoken by the mouth of the prophet since world began. There be any among you willing to do what is right, you need to call up or you need to let me know. You need to prove yourselves. Show what you're made of. The fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, so many of you that have been totally unwilling to call themselves pastors, totally unwilling to talk, to teach these things. Do you not understand that you're already on very bad footing? Psalms 2 talks about why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Because the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, seeking to cast aside from the people, even when my brothers and sisters, what is His righteousness and His law? But Messiah will come forth and say, speaking of the Father speaking to Him, You are my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. You will shepherd them with a rod of iron. You will smite them at the breaking of a potter's vessel. Be wise, O king. Be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. You perish from his way while his wrath is kindled but a little. How many who are out there call themselves pastors because they've taken counsel against the fullness that the Spirit would reveal by his anointing of the Most High? Because they've compromised that word, already on very bad footing. But I know that means nothing to a lot of folks out there that call themselves pastors, because like I said, they've already told me, a lot of them already told me, it's not about what the Lord said. They said for them it's about a profession. They have no reference for him. A lot of them already know that if he exists, that they are already hellbound. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, they are taught to put on a really good show. And a whole lot of folks, because they're not willing to search the word sufficiently to find out what the scriptures actually have to say, what a true pastor will teach you. When one truly called by the Spirit will teach you. But most of them are willing to understand those things. They're willing to continually fraternize, even exalt those who comfort the people in their vanities, that the end result, that the vain thing is worthy of nothing else but to be cast into the flame. Again, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that where the people are concerned, I know that there's still a just and few elect among the people who, seeing the truth, are willing to seek and make their vows. Their vows that have been resultant of an elect awakening, sure. But wherever they are, I can only tell you the time is short. There will be no redemption for this world till the people, at least that 144,000, is awakened at the hand of a true shepherd. All prophecy says so. In fact, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that the people that have been without a shepherd and been without a king for a very long time must be made complete, must be made concerted, must confirm that which the Most High has foreordained. And then and only then, my brothers and sisters, will be people worthy to be called light to the world. Truth is simply what it is. I was listening to a pastor earlier today. Oh, I could talk about this man. Man had nerve enough to steal everything from one church, buy up a lot of property, build another church in another territory. And guess what? So sad about it. Even so treacherous, but apparently good at it, bragging about all his Italian suits, his Rolls Royce. Taking all the money from one church and then going to build himself another and then out again doing the same thing. And there's some who commented on it. And all they said was that, hey, they said that he was not to blame because the people let him do it. My brothers and sisters, do you really think that this has been the love of Yah? What about defense of the Holy Word, my brothers and sisters? All they saw is a man misadministering money. If they understand how much he was misadministering the word. But there's a lot of folks who just simply want someone to cushion their perspectives and uphold their words. As the scripture says, the priests teach for hire. They govern after their own means. And the people love to have it so. What would the Most High have to do to put this tragedy to an end? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I heard him on last evening asking the question, talking about, well, he's talking about the repercussions of what it is when one accepts these his words. Yeah, each Christmas Sunday, regular old pastor. When one accepts Jesus Christ, calls himself an apostle, says he has the power that men accept Jesus Christ through his testimony. Testimony, my brothers and sisters, by no means from on high. Most I didn't play any of these heathen. He said, watch out for false prophets. He also said, watch out for the origin of the words that they teach. Easter, Christmas, and Sunday pastors. I tell people right time, right now, you need to check out and find out what the origin of Easter, Christmas, and Sunday and understand it was not from the Holy One of Israel. But like I said, but what power does man presume to accept Jesus Christ? This is the way he kept putting it. As if to presume upon the minds of the people. He kept repeating it as if they had accepted the Holy One of Israel through his teaching. I said, does a man accept, or if you will, receive Yeshua, HaMashiach, the true Messiah, the authority of them who point themselves? Shall any man, without having heard, to believe and agree with the true testimony of Yah, shall he have power to help others to also agree with Yah? We talked last night about that in Scripture, talking about Yah so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Far better would have been translated, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes to agree with him. How about to learn the truth that transcends all the lies? Because the Most High will not suffer a liar to tear in his eyesight. He will not suffer those who continue to slander his word to tarry in his eyesight. Scriptures talk about the wrath that is upon those who love lies. In fact, scriptures say those who love lies and love to teach lies, speak lies, teach lies. I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians 2, Revelation 22. He said they shall be damned. So why else should men seek to believe Yah but to discern beyond all those who speak illusion and misconceit against the perfect will of Yah? And does that mean that you listen first or seek first the word of a man? Or does that mean, my brothers and sisters, that you have to seek to hear directly from the Most High himself? Those words would have been far better translated if they told you. In this wise, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. If you're scattered among a multitude of nations, I'm talking about the book of Yehuda. Well, James, they called it, Jacob. Well, Yehuda talks about the idea about men perverting the word, so much so, surreptitiously and intruding into the churches, perverting the word. The Messiah will have to convince men in the last days that what they had believed was a lie. Book of Jacob, they call it James, talks about receiving a pure, perfect word from the Most High, and that's exactly what he expects back. And it says, we're scattered among the nations. Faith must bring forth a perfect work. Can you bring forth a perfect work after a multitude of divisions? Can a multitude of divisions after the way of the nations bring forth a perfect, complete, pure oneness with the Most High intent? Absolutely not. He said, he's scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom, therefore indiscriminate. He said, ask Yah, for the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and no one should be double-minded after the misconceit of the nations. One scripture even in Romans says, hey, beware. It says, we ought to bear, in fact, the burdens of the weak, but not under doubtful disputations, not in turning aside from reasoning. Yah will be consistent. He says, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. All nations might be brought to oneness and likeness and like-mindedness in word and deed. Is that possible, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of diverse standards? Is that possible after the perverse misrule, the flaw, the false law, the fallen standards of the nations? Absolutely not. And if a whole world be falling away, my brothers and sisters, who is it that must strengthen the people to discern the way of wisdom? I can say this beastly mindedness that many call pastors, refusing to reason as one, refusing to take in consideration all things the Most High has declared, refusing to reason to see that Yah is wise above all else, refusing to discern so often that it is true that the words of Yah are just simply wiser than men. These beastly pastors, bastard pastors, know not the love of Yah. Sons of hell, my brothers and sisters, are not the Most High. Many of them are nothing else but hired speakers, employed for the express purpose of presiding over services. I remember one time someone once asked me, say, hey, if you want me to, I'll be your pastor. And it was nothing but the idea about preaching, what they thought that folks wanted to hear. I just listened to the joker talk. A lot of times pastors, rabbis even, are employed. Hey, they just put out the show, the accoutrements, the rituals. But as far as preaching the depth of a word, that people seek the greater truth, it's dead, my brothers and sisters, just simply not there. But the people didn't know it. And my brothers and sisters, I say that also to the people's shame. Many of these are nothing else but hired speakers employed for the express purpose of presiding over service to flatter the people while they remain blindly pronated to uphold what is only stagnation. These are men, my brothers and sisters, no more than what I see hospital and army chaplains, hired men not unto the seeking to the preservation of an absolute truth, but just to comfort men in their vanities in times of hardship, hired to comfort men in times of bereavement, even in the midst of times that are nothing else but a global curse. My brothers and sisters, this is treachery against Yah. The truth is what it is, and the world must know it. They who neither know nor desire to know the righteousness of Yah, who create their own standards, willing to appease their own ambitious, selfishly ambitious will, saying that they will not do or teach what the Most High has declared because they have a profession. Who and what are they? Did you hear me? Willing to sit back and say point blank about certain truths they're not going to teach because of their profession. Who and what are they? Who do they serve? Do they serve the purpose of awakening the people unto the righteousness of Yah? Or do they cause people to continue to preserve, even to worship, the ways of devils? Deviants! My brothers and sisters, they cause them to delight in the light or to rejoice in the darkness. These higher speakers who cater to the standards appeasing the lustful, false imaginings of men, know not only to uphold men who only know to uphold worldly status quo, diverse, corrupt, hey, lawless, never spoken from the Most High status quo. Can they be servants of Yah? Or are they just enemies? Did you hear him, my brothers and sisters? Against the Holy Covenant gospel of peace. Or do men believe there can be peace in the world after everybody seeking to have their own standards upheld? What is faith, my brothers and sisters? Is it a multitude of diverse standards established by men? Or is it trust in the word that comes from Yah himself? Or do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that it's going to be ordinary men who reconcile after their own imaginings, man unto the will of the Most High? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that nobody discerns the will of the Most High unless the Most High reveals himself? It's not simply in reading a book, I can promise you that. I'm not saying don't read your Bible. What I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, there's a dimension of understanding of that book that a man must have the spirit in order to understand in its high implications. And there are truths, my brothers and sisters, even entire scenarios with regard to the let's just say what were the orientations of the time when these books and letters were written. That if a man is without, there's no way he's going to understand these things rightly. Oh, I can tell you, my brothers, there's a difference between the Eastern and the Western Gentile, converted and unconverted Jew. That statement unto itself, with regard to those who were converted, and those who were converting, those strong in the faith, and those who still had to learn. Realizing that all the apostles still had to reprimand the people. And in Revelation, Messiah himself is reprimanded. Read particularly the Revelation 2nd through 3rd chapter. If there are certain aspects of that you don't understand, that there were polytheists in the midst, and some monotheists, some Eastern, some Western. You need to understand the orientation of all the people that are being spoken to understand the nature of their testimony, the testimony of the apostles. And if one is not willing to take this in consideration, they'll never understand. If men are willing to believe that the differences of man are a work of the Holy Spirit, they'll never understand. Those who would comfort the people without the knowledge of these foundations, are they proponents of the everlasting faith, or are they enemies against the hope of perfect reconciliation? These men who teach for hire, governing after their own imaginings, supposed authority, I can tell you now, they're no more than professional liars. Vain obstacles, idolatrous proponents of confusion, who prey upon the people's wishful thinking, who prey upon the ignorance of the masses. They prey upon them of weak conscience who, being selfishly beguiled and short-sighted, or easily beguiled, deceived, oftentimes unquestioning souls, oftentimes choosing not to realize the depth of thought they need to grow into in order to commune truly with the Creator. Oftentimes the people themselves, my brothers and sisters, beguiled by the status quo so much so that they have no concept that this is a fall. No conscience, no respect for the greater things of Yah that he reveals as his vision. The truth is what it is, my brothers and sisters. The truth is what it is. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you over and over again, a lot of pastors have told me point blank that the people have given them permission to lie to them. Because they're not, and they've actually told me point blank they're not going to help them. Like I say, they said the people willing to sell it. Well, they say if the people willing to buy it, though they know their doctrines, one point Blaine told me was pagan. He said, if the people willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. That was his job. Sad, my brothers and sisters. He told me I was the only one that knew it. I told him before I'm through, I won't be the only one. And he did not know that I was speaking to him, not just out of my own mouth. I spoke with the Most High, spoke to me directly. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that souls quickly catering to appearance and show are easily beguiled also by appearance. The works of iniquity and equity, therefore, my brothers and sisters, because they only see things primarily on the surface and how they appear, that's what's important to them. They have no depth of conscience and they are the damnation of many souls. No foundation do they have. And in that such as these have no authority or inspiration from the Most High, else they would discern so much more. I can tell you, my now, my brother, says they have no power to do anything else but destroy and leave men confused. Having the scriptures, but not seeking by faith and understanding the greater mind from which they came, only compels men, my brother and sister, to seek to establish their own righteousness. And many men establishing their own righteousness, when they preach the gospel of peace, have they heard the greater testimony that is the kingdom of Yah? Are they so busy establishing, seeking to establish their own kingdom and their own authority that all they could ever do, my brothers and sisters, is lead the people astray? You need to understand what the scriptures mean when it says, not all who cry to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of Yah. Not all will even understand the king. Not all of them will attain to a foundation. Not all of them have the power to teach you the fullness that is intended. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all the people have heard it, and not all those who call themselves pastors have either. I promise you that. So many truths contained in the scripture, my brothers and sisters, and so many have not proven themselves yet willing to speak. And because they have not been willing to seek these things, most times they're not even willing to seek these things fully. I can tell you now that most times they already knows your hearts. What shall men believe is meant, my brothers and sisters, by the promise that the Savior will turn all ungodliness? How about purge out all the ungodly from the midst of his people? It's a promise, my brothers and sisters. You may understand what it meant over in Isaiah 41 when he was tell the leaders to bring forth their so-called strong arguments, their cases, to prove they deserve any type of positive reward. And he said he will say to them, he counts them abominations, because they will not declare fully what was declared known of old and what is meant to be. Cause an abomination, not the shaping and forming of his hands, because those who are shaped according to his righteousness and the revelation of his mind discern beyond the wickedness of those who would leave men misshapen, corrupted, and continually polluted as the misconceits of an already divided, therefore fallen world. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, I see these pastors nothing else but high front men. Pastors, bastard pastors. Still, you like them. I actually tell you the truth about it, I like that title. Not that I esteem it, but it just sounds right. Pastors. What does Scripture say concerning those who will not accept the discipline of the Most High? Most High told me if I look upon them and see all these contradictions they teach and believe that they are the result of His Spirit, He said I couldn't be a disciple unto Him because they're not listening to Him at all. They got an agenda. They can't hear beyond themselves. These are people who are quick to conform and compromise, hypocrisize. Teach the congregation whatever flesh wants to hear. Because often the people are not willing to seek all necessary to fulfill their vows into the Most High. Most High told me I had a word to speak. I must tell you things that men have sought not to consider since the dawn of human fall. He told me I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, because he told me as a prophet is called to speak what others would not. I'm not out to flatter anyone, my brothers and sisters. I know what's necessary unto the kingdom. Most High has shown it to me already. You listen to a man who's seen what the scriptures call the third heaven. And believe in my brothers and sisters, nothing less than that does he desire for his people. And that means his people are going to have to awaken and desire what the Most High desires as a blessing for them. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, can that be brought to bear for all the treacherous that are among us, the neglectful that are among us, the slothful that are among us, those having less than a love of the truth that are among us. It cannot be brought to bear while yet among us they remain. I can only tell you there's a word I remember in a movie called Doom. It might sound like a hard word, but some of you may know the phrase. We will continue to crush, he said, until no Harkonnen breathes Eric Keen air. My brothers and sisters, two-thirds of humanity is going to perish because some still want to walk upon the earth. It belongs to the Most High, but give not glory to Him according to the purpose for which He made it. Who still want to walk around in physical bodies who will not perform what the Most High made man and shaped man by His Spirit to be. And my brothers and sisters, that is by no means fair. But there are those who are so ruthless that it doesn't make any difference to them. Well, it makes a difference to the Most High. So it makes a difference to me. How I speak to my brothers and sisters, I only tell people what they want to hear. People sedated to look for less than what is the exceeding righteousness of Yah. Willing to look for and walk after only what seems sufficient to those who orchestrate a system that would blind men never to discern what is the way of the Holy Kingdom. Walking after men who teach men to gullibly permit their own self-exploitation and seeking pastors and rulers who would champion their own lustful desires. Choosing many times to be just ignorant of what is written in the scriptures, and daring to say that by divine grace and because of the money they spent and contributed, sitting in the front pews of the churches, they have made their vows, they say, unto the Most High. And having given their tithes and tithes, they paid to have a right to do in the society and in the institutions that they feel like they have paid to have rights in, to do whatever their still yet covenantless reprobates wills, having no love of the truth, can even begin to imagine. My brothers and sisters, I have to tell it like it is. What scripture means when it said, the priests teach for hire, the people love to have it so. They govern and rule by their own means. What will I have to do, he says, if you really want to understand what scriptures have to say? Break it down in original language. So what would I have to do to bring this travesty, this astonishing and horrible thing, to an end? Read Isaiah 24 to 27th chapter, my brothers and sisters, and begin to understand. My people, and I'm speaking to those of you who the Most High will reach out and touch their hearts. Be warned to watch out. Seek deliverance from all who would not speak the whole word, whose concern is not to bring you to full bear, that you might know how to repent. It's not after the partiality and perverse pretenses of false prophets that Israel will be made to perform fully according to the divine purpose as the light of Yah unto the world. The darkness that divides the nations, like I said, cannot be the light in his confusion. In Babylon, if we're not personally in all things willing to seek all as divinely revealed concerning the scripture with a mind fully open to exceeding divine instruction and refining reproof, we make ourselves accounted as vain and capable toward the salvation of men. It's time to understand the real. My brothers and sisters, believe and partake in the blessing and promise the Most High has promised in these latter days unto the true children of Abraham, those who will seek his pure and perfect will with no resistance in their hearts, understanding what is the greatest blessing of all, what will be a blessing to many beyond all this selfishness. Oh, I got news for you. I could talk with you about the people that I was running to sit back and feel like they're just, hey, they're the world's and everybody else's father. Simply because the people don't understand the nature of their hearts. The certain exceeding truth, my brothers and sisters, that it can at last set you free of all the false prophets who teach a false word and a false expectations, whose partialities and perversions have divided the people and left many ages of souls falling short of the glorious light. Be saved, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean to be saved? Oh, we could talk about what this word really means. Discern at last the exceeding truth of the scripture. Discern the gospel truth, the exceeding word of peace, completion that rulers who preserve the illusions of false righteousness now have divided and damned this world. Discern the truth they can never tell. Be saved, my brothers and sisters. Be healed. Be made whole. Discern what the early church knew before the intrusions of worldly principalities and powers called the men to trust in what has only been a falling away from the faith. Turn away from faith in the word of the one true king and the expectation of the one who would draw Israel out from the midst of all the nations, the curses that are among them, the misconceits that are among them, that they again be one. Discern, my brothers and sisters, that the grace of Yah reveals divine law that none of the nations and rulers would dare to speak. Discern the true gospel, my brothers and sisters, that is required unto the kingdom Yah, which this present self-righteous world and this system over many ages after the influences of adversaries discern the truth that they have, that their lies have worked to compel whole nations, even this whole world. Discern the truth they compel the whole world to despise. They do everything they could to hide and not pervert, silence and destroy. Forget, if possible, and destroy. Because you need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. To this very day, I said to this very day, the blessed hope of peace, shalom, the deliverance of Israel, the hope of global peace in this world, a light in this world, a righteous example in this world, depends upon all coming to not just believe, my brothers and sisters, whatever they will, but to agree as one in the pure, perfect word that was confirmed of Yah and the Savior from the beginning. And I repeat again, because that word was confirmed in the beginning and no man has the right to change it, cursed is anyone who would, I hope you understand me, cursed is anyone who would not confirm to do everything written in the book of law to do it. Cursed are those who will not seek to understand all these things, so that when the people of Yah are one, or walk together in the days to come, cursed are those who will not seek the truth necessary that we all have one understanding. I'm looking at my time. It tells me now I got about, it says that I have just a few minutes left. If it is at all possible, I'm going to try to see if I can extend my time.
Nice.
I'm going to try this, if it's possible, to extend my time. And if it is, I will. Because it's necessary. That's the thing I want to say. And if I don't get a chance to say them all, everything I wanted to say during this broadcast live, my intent is perhaps to continue this show for a moment. I said continue this show for a moment still. Wow, look, I got the time. Thank God. To be allowed to do so. Because there's something that needs to be expressed, something needs to be understood about what's necessary to save our people. So I said purity and completion offers one choice. Did you hear me? Purity and completion offers one choice. No manner of impurity or imperfection then will do anything else to keep people divided. It's time to believe and partake in the promise, my brothers and sisters, that is Most High has sworn to his people, who are the true children of Israel, true children of Abraham. Discern, my brothers and sisters, that the whole gospel to this very day is required of all who will call upon the holy name. Discern the true gospel, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of it, required unto the kingdom of Yah, which this present self-righteous world system has sought to destroy. For I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, to this very day, those who will be called the sons of Abraham, curses everyone who is not confirmed to continue in everything written in the book of law to do it. That's written in the book of Galatians in the 3rd chapter. Colossians 1:17, you need to read it all the way out to about 2 and 6. It warns also against mock humility. It warns against the intrusion of the principalities and powers. It talks about the apostle says you have this hope if you continue in the faith. And he saw God, he strove, he said, that all be made complete unto all good works. 2 Timothy talks about the same, my brother and sister. The Most High will not deny himself. We are to discern his will, rightly discern the word of truth. Every man may be made fully furnished, perfect unto all good works. Think about it, my brother and sister. All scripture inspired by the Holy Spirit with proof and doctrine, but some will not seek this soundness of doctrine, that fullness. It means, my brothers and sisters, to this very day, what else is it, my brothers and sisters, the men should seek, they seek to be perfected by? By something less than the word of the Most High? You need to think again. Ephesians, my brothers and sisters, goes as far as to talk about faith comes by hearing. Pretty much saying the same thing. Faith comes by hearing the word from Yah. By grace through faith that we save. How about faith in the greater word the Most High revealed beyond the conversation of the nations? Even unto good works which Yah has foreordained from the beginning. It means the revelation, remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning. All that is necessary is the covenants of promise that makes Israel again a nation. Comprehended with all the saints over a course of ages, the height, depth, and breadth. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Full measure and stature of the Messiah. And not after the ignorance, a lack of knowledge that is common among the nations. Oh, you need to read all these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Call it Ephesians 2:1-4:17. Messiah said, think not he came to destroy and dishonor the law of the prophets, whoever would seek to do so, and not seek to teach all things that the Spirit would reveal then. He calls the deceiver and shall in no case be able to present themselves as having a case by which they can prove that they were godly men. He said, whoever also falls victim of those who will cause you to think that anything the Most High said is not worthy. He says you should not be found worthy in any case to enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, one scripture speaks about it. See, whoever does these things is guilty of hellfire. If you think about it, my brothers and sisters, what is the covenant? The covenant of the Most High has always required that all the people seek the fullness of truth. Blind lead the blind, both fall in the pit. Somebody, my brothers and sisters, has to open their eyes and allow the Most High to let them see. He said, cursed is whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that seeks to tell lies. Revelation 22. Whoever seeks to add or take away anything from the word, add anything, you add damnation to soul, take away your eternal life. You ever stop to consider the covenant requires that we all seek the whole word? Can't add or take anything from it. Scripture's already prophesied in the last days, Deuteronomy 29:29 through about 30:15, all talk about the idea about there must be a remembrance of all these things. Why not seek to remember now? Or do you think the faith never required it? Wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand what the apostles were saying. The word that converts the soul is the perfect word according to Psalm 19. You need to look at it, Psalm 19, 7 through 14. And if we find we are astray, you should ask, my brothers and sisters, the Most High to gather again his sheep. Maybe I need to look at that for a moment with you. Psalms 119. I said Psalms 119. Always been one of my favorite psalms. Always been one of my favorite psalms. And in the midst of it, we find a word. Even for one who believed that he had been perfect in the word. Psalm 119, 169. Let my cry. One of the last salutations of this psalm. Let my cry come near before thee, O Yah. Give me understanding according to thy word, according to your promise, according to your conscience, according to your thoughts. That's what it means. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter thy praise. Thou hast taught me thy statutes. Oh, at the beginning of this, it says, I'll praise thee with a whole heart when I've learned, finally learned thy statutes. How many believe that they praise the Most High fully? According to many, only what the orientation of this world decreed. He said, my tongue shall speak thy words, for all thy commandments are righteousness. All thy commandments are righteousness, considerate of all things, just. Let thine hand help me, for I've chosen thy precepts. I've longed for thy salvation, O Yah, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. I've gone astray. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Oh, finally realizing something that will not align. Asking him as a good shepherd. Seek the heart of those who would be wise, who would be right, those who would be prudent in his sight. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget. I do not forget. I will not forget thy commandments. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand the meaning of these words. Very precious, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High has told me. These words, in fact, that I'm speaking to you now are indeed very precious. But they're only for the most humble soul. Oh, I wish I had time to really go into this 119th psalm. 118th psalm. 138th psalm. Wow. Powerful words. I have other scriptures that I'd like to talk to you about. If the opportunity presents itself, I think I'm going to save this one for tomorrow night, Yah willing. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We must understand what responsibility we have in a vow to the Holy One. For if it was him that called us, It is his righteousness we must seek and attain, not allowing anything to stand in the way. My brother says, how else by the power of the Spirit shall the anointed one, the Messiah, save his people? He must purge, my brothers and sisters, then, and also clean his people. Blessed they who believe and thus will seek that they believe and agree with him. For the Savior is not coming to just honor the law of the prophet, but to teach the inspired words of the Scripture fully. Therefore, whoever would believe in him is required to seek and preach likewise. They have no argument, no case, no way to defend themselves and prove themselves as truly righteous men. It's written concerning him, the king shall prostrate themselves before him and petition him for his mercy. For such as were devotedly partial in the Most High shall not in any case be able to present any defense, be worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. He shall teach, he shall reveal the exceeding truth that will expose the false prophets and all the lies they have spoken. He will shatter the veils that have covered to blind all the nations and peoples. He will expose all those who fatally flatter the people to trust in folly. He will expose whatever device of men has caused men not to pursue nor perceive all that is the truth of the Most High that he has revealed. He reads Isaiah 25 and understand. But yet it was in the beginning, my brothers and sisters, that all those who vowed the holy name were obligated to remember, to remember, to remember, to remember all the things of his righteousness. Or dare men say that righteousness changes because of another age, another rule, another king is taking control? He said the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance, my brothers and sisters. He said his word is from the beginning. So the Messiah will come saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. Oh, that you kept my commandments, your peace would have been in the river, and your righteousness the ways of the sea. Hey, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has shown him the way, that he should show you the way to go. According to what was declared from the beginning. Restoring the ways of old, my brothers and sisters, and righteousness as in former years. Calling out to the nations to listen to him. Saying that from the body of his mother, the Most High consecrated him by name. Why do they tell you about Isaiah 48, my brother and sister? Are they so driven to exalt themselves that they can't tell you what they all must bow down before one day? And my brother and sister, they will bow. Whether they are to bow and survive or not is another question. Some, my brothers and sisters, will be made an example of. To save his people from their allegiances unto false prophets, my brothers and sisters, he will deliver his people from their sins. He will deliver his people off from false prophets by delivering them from their sins, by delivering them from all the misrepresentatives that with their right hand they have trusted. The Savior must teach all things, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, to make his people whole. Read Isaiah 44:20. To 46, well, how about 45, 6, and then 46, 8 through 13. Now understand what is necessary that people be redeemed from all those who have divided them. That are the sins among his people that have compelled the people to walk after ungodliness. When the knowledge of the pure and perfect truth, the Savior redeems his people from the folly of foolish men who beguile the people, even nations, to think that satanic ignorance and rebellion, neglect, slothfulness, indiscriminate, irreverent, despisal against the truth, compel them to believe that in this lackadaisical attitude toward the word of Yah, that they will prove still yet somehow prudently wise, not discerning the difference between good and evil, and calling evil good and good evil, sweet for taking sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet, despising the commands of the Holy One of Israel and believing that they were favored. Favored by the Most High, for rejection of his gift, or dare men say the law of the Most High is a curse rather than a blessing. You think about that with my brothers and sisters. Everyone does. Because that's exactly the type of trick that they've exploited people with for a long time. Until people believe that it was a curse to be subject to divine law and a blessing to be subject to the already sedentary misconceits of men who can only contend against one another and against the Most High. You need to understand that there's no curses or divisions in divine law, no inconsistency in divine law. Inconsistencies exist in the misconceits resulting of man having fallen away and not been true to what the Most High to call from call from the beginning. It's perfect. Yah spoke to me directly, my brothers and sisters. Whenever man is subject to any conscience less than his own, perversion far from what he has declared must be preserved. It has been under false pride, foolish zeal, warfare, contentions, tribulation, divisions, mass damnations, curses, fallen away, and ruthless misimaginings, exploitations against the soul of men. It's time to come out from the damning vanity of this present great tribulation, my brothers and sisters. Discern, this is the present great tribulation. You need to listen to me. You need to think about scriptures like those that are Revelation 14 through 15, talking about those who came out from great tribulation, those who came out from the mark of the beast, the standards of the nations, overcame the world, washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, discerning that the rulers of the nations have been responsible for men walking after conscience less than that of the Most High, that the Most High intends, even unto the persecution of a righteous one. They wash themselves of all misallegiances of man. Come out, my brothers and sisters, from the damning vanity of this present age of tribulation, the nations, denominations. None of them, my brothers and sisters, which has proven yet that they're willing to speak the whole word. Discern the exceeding hidden truth that at last in power so to overcome the unreasoning marks of the beastly nations who refuse to reason fully, according to what Yah has decreed. For what manner, my brothers and sisters, of a mind would defy and deny and consider itself wise to turn men aside from what the Most High has declared eternal? What kind of love is that, my brothers and sisters, that would open the doors indiscriminately, unconditionally, to all manner of corruptions that amidst the people of these corruptions might remain? What about teaching the people to exceed these illusions? Wouldn't that be far better? Shall man, my brothers and sisters, walk in the presence of the Most High and believe that every manner of corruption is acceptable to him? There are those who hell compel you to think so. I know I have to know far better, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about a conscience of one who, when he tells you something one time, he doesn't for it ever be forgotten. Tell you something one time, he comes back to talk to you again, he expects you to understand the implications. Talk to you one time, and you do something that by implication is out of line with what he told you. Guess what? I want to tell you, I had a grandmother that looked at me one time like he'll make you feel. I saw that when I was a kid. Well, he said you're supposed to have far more sensibility than that. He expects far more. My brothers and sisters, wake up to the revealing of the truth, the exceeding word that the nations would not teach, that you might receive the seal of life, because he says he's going to make a full end of all nations that have distracted and scattered his people. Receive the seal of life in confirming the whole word of the Most High. Receive the confirming seal of the living Yah that is offered unto them who will believe his testimony fully. Trust in him whom, my brothers and sisters, is called the righteous King of the East, the angel like the rising sun. Read Revelation 7 chapter and understand who Messiah said he is. For these who will understand that testimony, that was the expectation of the ancient saints, looking for him who would deliver them from all the false prophets, the false testimonies, the false swears among us. Even it meant that we had to wake up and realize that we had to break away from a false covenant ourselves. Understand what the scripture means when it says they will wait for him to renew their strength. For it is these, my brothers and sisters, who seek to overcome all the misrule of the nations, who should be preserved in the great days of the world that are still yet to come. I hear some people right now saying, we're in great tribulation. I have a question. What do you mean we're in great tribulation? Some who find it hard. What do you mean, great tribulation? Well, I ask you this. What did you believe? That you were safe in an age where all things, and where you believe you were safe in an age where in all things you were at peace, both with Yah and with men? Did you really believe that was the case? No, the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Well, let me see if I can tell you this. A man can gain the whole world and lose his soul. And there are those who think that they are dwelling in great comfort. But my brothers and sisters, knowing not the knowledge of Yah, it's going to be discerned one day. One day very soon. The difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve not. Serve him not. Those who had a love for Yah and all his truth and those who did not. Because there's not going to be a mumbling word that a whole lot of people are going to be able to say. To defend themselves as if they call themselves righteous while they continue to walk in unrighteousness. Hear the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the King whose foot shall be upon all the nations. Be blessed, be agreed as one. Discern the exceeding truth that the rulers would not tell. The truth that they sought to hide, deny, pervert, and silence and destroy since the dawn of human fall. Discern that truth, my brothers and sisters, and be made complete. Be saved, made whole at last. For the anointed Messiah, who after his spirit comes for the deliverance people, must complete his people, Zion. He must complete his flock, that all confirm and reason together the same. For what if the flock gone astray upon the mountains and hills of the nations without a shepherd? And what is the people calling their holiness without their guardian, their lawgiver, and their king? What law, my brothers and sisters, shall men say is a curse? Unto mass discrepancies? Do you really think the law of the Most High, the word, is administered by the diverse conscience of fleshly men? My brothers and sisters, the law of Yah is lawful if men administer and handle it lawfully. Whose rule then is it when men misadminister that word? And there's but one law that is equanimity lawful unto justice, oneness, and peace with the Creator. And it is the law of the Most High revealed by He Himself. Directly by He Himself. And my brothers and sisters, man has not the spirit by which to discern that law. Though he may claim otherwise, when the Scripture says he is none of his, it means that he has not been your king, your teacher, nor your savior. If the testimony you have when you read the word is not true to him, many are going to find that out, my brothers and sisters, because they didn't seek the whole word. How can one seek less than the fullness of the word and the testimony of one who they call savior? How could they seek less than the fullness of the word, my brothers and sisters, of him whom they love? The same, the men that believe the Most High, somehow through his Savior and Messiah, are offered as a gift. They may be favored while denying him to serve vain, rebellious, misruling devices of others. Oh, they call it the favor that you not be subject to divine law and that you love the misrule of another? And you call that faith and the love of Yah? My brothers and sisters, after nobody else's rule but the Most High Himself, when people have been made one by the rule of the Most High alone, as the Messiah Himself comes to deliver, as the one who confirmed the word from the beginning, He shall judge all the nations according to that initial understanding. Who then, my brothers and sisters, is preparing for the coming of the one called the Son of Man, who will govern all nations? And in fact, my brothers and sisters, will judge all nations. You look at Luke 17. I said it last night. How about Luke 21 closely? You're talking about be watchful to prepare and be ready for to be able to stand before the Son of Man. And he talks about all the truth, my brothers and sisters, that if you read Isaiah 24 through 27, Isaiah 13, how about Isaiah 11 through 14 chapter? All these things that he said be watchful for. And most have no clue about what he was talking about. Heaven help us. Be watchful for the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters. Be watchful for him who reproves all and rebukes all the folly of those who would not speak the whole word. So preparing for the Son of Man, being ready to be able to stand for the Son of Man, certainly means you have to look beyond the rumors. It means you have to have a direct faith wrought of a call from the Most High and responding to him wisely, even being obedient to him that you might remain steadfast on a righteous course. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, obey, preserve, maintain the integrity of his testimony, his covenant, his conscience. Remember it. Don't let anyone spoil it after any other type of corruption. And he said, to those he would reveal himself. But he said, the spirit of truth, those who would seek to preserve corruption in this world, he said they would not receive, would not be able to accept. It is the misrule of men, my brothers and sisters, that must be overcome. It's the false law, the flaw, the fallen rule of men that must at last be exposed in the fire as it is, that the deception be no more, that the people be healed, and that the blessed will of the Most High, the wisdom of the Most High, be exalted above all else. This is the expectation of the gospel. Or why would Abraham have been called to believe the perfect will of Yah at all? Shall men who have not the love of Yah, shall they cry for mercy because they cared not for what the saints of old knew? The only hope for salvation and preservation of a people? Shall men say that they should deserve of mercy, and they cared not for what is necessary to for the preservation of a people the Most High has already consecrated to be the light and the salvation of the world? Remember, my brothers and sisters, that the heathen considered the remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning as one. They discerned that remembrance to be an end of all the idols of the Gentiles. Shall men trust in the seekitude for all righteousness, or shall they believe they will be blessed to agree with the Most High in confusion? Time, my brothers and sisters, to see the real. Time to understand the reality. Because it's time, my brothers and sisters, to remember. And blessed are they who will understand that. Excuse me for just a moment. Something I'm checking out here. And really, to tell you the truth, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the time to see if I could perhaps begin to go into what I wanted to go into tonight. But I've seeing the time, only about 4 minutes or so left. It'll be very difficult for me to go through what I wanted to tonight. But I just say this for those of you, because I see some of you that are in the chat that listened to this show before. Give yourself a chance and make the comparisons of what you see. For instance, in Psalm 18. And understand, my brothers and sisters, these are prophecies of things to come. And prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that should have always been looked forward to. For those who know what it means, when they say they will wait for the Most High, those who wait for his Messiah, his righteous one, shall renew their strength. Till we speak again, brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. The Day of Atonement is upon us. Very serious time for those who understand. I would have you know that the Most High is not satisfied. Quite frankly, he is not satisfied with the time that men have called the Day of Atonement, while his people are still yet divided under misrulers who would keep them never to discern what was the foundation of the faith. And for this reason, my brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you now. He told me, I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert science, and destroy. His people must be brought back from all those who teach misrepresentations, short-sighted doctrine. Be saved. His people must be made complete. Don't miss, my brothers and sisters, the type of opportunity that's being granted to you to discern some of those things. Many things as it leaves the neck tail. HiddenGospel.com, my brothers and sisters, an article there. Early church origin, mutual expectation, you need it, everything that's there, and all the elaboration that I've given concerning those things on this show over the course of the past couple of years. You need that too. Article called Secret City Prophecies. I promise you need that too. You're not whole, you're not made complete. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, hey, only the soul that will accept all these things is worthy to be preserved. He said he would judge all mankind since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to these things should be cut off from among the people. Acts 3:18-23. I understand you need every bit of this. Remember the prophets, another article that is there. 4 early centuries of great tribulation. I believe I renamed that article. Tribulation, 70-365 AD. Article called Word of the Shepherds. Hey, it might help as a little exercise. Thoughts on contradiction versus addiction. Just a few to begin with. There's also something there with regard to the present feast. You need it all, my brothers and sisters. I promise you do. In the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I pray that our people will open their minds to understand the meaning and the principles of all these things that I've spoken. All these things spoken by the prophets that were common knowledge by those, my brothers and sisters, who understood as a tribe of people that they must work together. Unto his might, my brothers and sisters, his praise always, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings in. Unto his strength, unto his honor, unto his praise, I thank for every ear. Yes, indeed, every ear that he brings near to understand, to comprehend, understand the sickness. I understand what it means that it's time to listen, to hearken, and to prepare. To his praise always, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah!
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadow, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on.
Come on, let's get through.